The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Kingpins, a Parcast original. I'm Alastair.
And I'm Kate. Every day in May, we're featuring a quote by an iconic crime figure, teaching us, in their own words, what it takes to survive in the underworld.
Today's quote comes from one of the most influential gangsters ever, Arnold "The Brain" Rothstein, a notorious gambler who allegedly fixed the 1919 World Series and helped build a bootlegging empire at the dawn of Prohibition. Rothstein wasn't known to kill men to get ahead. Money was his weapon of choice. So much so that he once told a reporter, "Money talks." I learned that fast. The more money, the louder it talks.
In the early years of organized crime, men used the gun or the knife to show off the kind of power they had, how hard they could be. Not Arnold Rothstein. He knew that by flexing his considerable cash, he could get anyone to do what he wanted.
Including convincing some of the best baseball players of the era to throw the World Series.
The 1919 World Series was supposed to be a battle for the ages. The Chicago White Sox and Cincinnati Reds were the two best teams in the league. Fans from all over the country flocked either to the stadium or to their radios to listen to what was sure to be a historic event.
Historic it was, but for all the wrong reasons. In Chicago, players on the White Sox became disgruntled with the team's owner over pay. The disgruntled players were looking to get back at management while lining their own pockets.
Through a series of closed-door meetings among players, former players, and bookies, a handful agreed to throw the championship in exchange for roughly $100,000 in cash, just shy of $1.5 million today.
And the man who was allegedly pulling the strings behind the scenes was Arnold Rothstein. Though it has never been confirmed, it's widely believed that he was the man financing the entire scheme.
Ultimately, the White Sox made good on their end. They threw several of the games, and the Cincinnati Reds became the 1919 champions. In the process, Rothstein, who bet on the Reds, won about $350,000, or $5.2 million today.
Eventually, word spread that the fix was in, and the players were tried for conspiracy to defraud. Though Rothstein's name was floated around, there was no sufficient evidence to charge him. When the dust settled, eight players were banned from baseball, and Arnold Rothstein was able to turn his attention to his expanding criminal empire.
Rothstein was investing in a new lucrative business, illegal alcohol. He was one of the first men to see prohibition as a money-making fountain. He heavily invested in nightclubs, alcohol trafficking, and brothels to keep New York City's nightlife flush with booze.
But despite the millions Rothstein was raking in from his bootlegging empire, reportedly $50 million, the Brain still had an itch to fix sporting events, including the 1921 Travers Stakes horse race.
Ultimately, though, a lack of money would lead to Rothstein's downfall. In 1928, he hit a considerable losing streak at the poker tables, racking up a $320,000 debt. He refused to pay the debt, ironically believing the game was fixed, and he was shot because of it.
Just before he died, he was asked who the gunman was. Allegedly, he put his finger to his lips, refusing to say a name. Perhaps if the police had paid him, Rothstein may have talked.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another quote.
You can find more episodes of Kingpins for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.